Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tomarelli from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And to do that, we are joined by Dina Uglisic. Who is the ambassador of Croatia for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. Good morning. And welcome to Fred's.
Thank you.
So, first of all, why did you apply for this project, which is a European project, and how?
So, as most of the guys, I was self-quarantined because of COVID-19 situation. And I had a lot of stuff to do for my school. I just finished my bachelor's degree in film, television and multimedia studies. So I had my last semester online, of course, as everybody else did. And I was scrolling through Facebook and a link popped up and I was like, this sounds cool. It's probably going to be postponed. But maybe I can do that and do my school assignments later. So I spent a few hours working on my application. I filmed the video. It's a good thing I had a camera with me, so it was easier. I just applied, and I think I applied like on the day that the it was put out public. So the first day you could apply, and I forgot about it. And I got an email that I was accepted like 2 months after I applied, and I was like, what
is that?
I'm going to Venice? When? Like, what is going on? Like, the country already opened up, so I was like driving in public transportation and stuff, and I got an email and I was like, wow, nice. I still think it's going to be postponed, and now I'm here at Fred Radio giving an interview.
So, you have a background about cinema, as you said, and if you think about your future, how can you see yourself in 10 years?
Well, that's never an easy question to give an answer to.
No, it's like an existential.
It was your favorite movie, all of them. Well, I really like cinema. I have to get into TV and radio a bit more. I'm also interested in those two things, but I am definitely going to stay and work in audiovisual arts because I'm just, I feel like a great connection to it and a need for it. So I have to do something connected to audiovisual arts, filming movies, TV shows, television, radio. Radio is not visual art. But with podcasts and everything happening today, media is really expanding, and I'm looking forward to seeing what is going to happen to the media world, the cinema world, and also to me in 10 years.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 time cinema activities, masterclass, workshop are you looking forward to do the most, and why?
So we had most of the stuff already. Yesterday I had my first workshop with Elena Di Maria for the subtitling. And it was great. It's a two-part workshop, so we are going to have another one, and I'm
tomorrow.
It's been great. I loved it. I loved everything we did. The panels, the speakers were great, even though we had some of the workshops through Zoom. So some of the speakers would join us online, which was really cool. And yeah, it was great. It's just great to be here and to be around people and learn stuff about things you love. So it's just amazing.
Breathe cinema everywhere. And learn a lot of things.
That too.
And you will come back very, very soon to Croatia. And when you will come back to home, what do you think about this experience? What do you bring? from this experience?
Well, I'm going home with 26 new friends from all over the Europe, and they all love the same thing as I do. We share the same passion for cinema.
It's a very strange thing, you know. It's very not strange, but a unique occasion, unique opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can say I was at the first Film International Festival during the pandemic, because we still lived through that. And I got to see, first movie I saw here was the first movie I have seen inside of a theater after 2.5 months. So that means a lot to me, because for someone like us from the jury, it's not easy to live without cinema, you know. You can watch a movie at home on television, laptop, but it's not the same. It's not the same, yeah. So, like, I just got goosebumps talking about it, yeah. So I'll have a lot of emotions when I come back home. I will not be sad. I will be really, really happy because it happened, yeah.
Thank you so much, Dina, for being with us. So I remind to all the listeners who Dina is the ambassador of Croatia for this edition of 27 times cinema edition, as okay. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.